from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Now, you mentioned backlash from Jet fans. What type of backlash did you experience after you sacked Aaron Rodgers and he ruptured his Achilles?
I guess the fans just like threats, you know, hoping the worst for me, basically. I kind of didn't pay no mind to it. I'm using it as my motivation for this game. That's what I'm using. But yeah, they was talking crazy. Like, I hope you die, you know, I hope your family, something happened to your family, something. It was just a whole bunch of different fans. Just inbox. And I'm like, dang, I just played football. I ain't want to hurt.
That is former Bills edge rusher Leonard Floyd. Only played 1 year here, but he's talking there the horrific side of fandoms in sports, in media, and really anything. He's talking about death threats he was receiving from Jets fans following
it's absolutely
his,
crazy.
It's a sport. It's not even that for me because it's not just in sports. I mean, like, that's why I brought it up in media. I don't like those people, those kind of people. That I'm going to DM an athlete and talk trash because my parlay went down. You're not my friend. I don't really care to like you.
Desperate people that are just like, I mean, do you see that there's maybe a month ago, a guy literally, Aaron Rodgers was walking by him and he was crying saying, I just want one Super Bowl.
Yeah, and see, I don't need that. No. I think a lot of it veers very quickly into I no longer see players as people, and that's where I can't get it all.
Yeah, and it goes both ways, the negative and the positive not seeing players as people anymore. And I just think that's like I don't know. I've been very mad after some sporting events, and I've never once thought, oh, I should message the athlete that just beat my team.
Yeah, and say some of the most vile stuff
about their family.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
Yep. Though we did get some news yesterday. We mentioned it right there at the end of the outset. Stephon Diggs, he was in a GQ article talking about his exit with the Bills, looking forward to this season now with Houston. It was a little eye-opening. For some fans, though, I don't think it was. For me, it was.
I think it was very.
Well, that's what I'm saying. For me, it was. But I think there was a lot of fans saying, like, no, he's a diva. He's going to cause problems, what have you.
The main quote that gets everybody.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't seen it yet, here's the quote. None of those teams wanted to get rid of me, Buffalo or Minnesota. Things had to shake because I kind of wanted them to shake.
Which is him kind of outright saying, I want it out.
Yeah, which... For Minnesota, I kind of like that one was a little different.
Minnesota, I defended vehemently because it was, Kevin Stefanski, the OC in Minnesota.
You're not getting a chance.
Didn't want to throw the ball. He wanted to keep either running it or throwing to Adam Thielen. Stephon Diggs is the better wide receiver. Statistics would tell you, and analytics would tell you, he is the better wide receiver. He's the better deep ball wide receiver. He's the better contested catch guy. He was known as, even at that point, a technician route runner. He was the better receiver. Yeah. Why are you only targeting Thielen?
Right.
That one made sense.
But in Buffalo, though, I just don't understand what changed last season. I mean, it had to have just been last season. I mean, or what I've been thinking about, too, does this go back to when Daboll left?
Could have gone back to when Daboll left. I think a lot of it, too, you know, last year when Joe Brady takes over, they still targeted him. Just wasn't very effective. I mean, he also has a quote in there. I didn't just forget how to play football, you know, with some expletives thrown in there as well. Yeah. But, yeah, like it's I don't know. I'm sitting there and I'm going, it's not great, man. I don't know.
It's not. I just, I don't get It's not that I don't get what he's trying to say.
No, I very much get what he's trying to
say. I just don't get the reasoning. I don't understand. Like, again, you had your best career years here.
People were arguing that you were an MVP player after like 1 or 2 years in Buffalo because it was like it put all the context into the Minnesota years of like, man, he was just underused.
Well, what the other thing is here too is you look at the last 10 games between Diggs and Shakir.
Mm-hmm.
Just those two specifically.
Yep.
Shakir had 40 more receiving yards. Shakir had 462. Diggs had 422. Shakir had 37 targets. Diggs had 80.
Yeah.
He had double the targets and 40 less yards.
But maybe that's where he was frustrated, is that ultimately his...
But where is that? But that's where it becomes whose fault is it? Is it Allen's fault or is it Diggs' fault or is it just...
Brady's fault or an amalgamation of everybody.
It's not, I don't think it'd be Brady's fault in that sense because Diggs was targeted 80 times. It's not like he's getting targeted less.
No, but it could come down. He wasn't targeted down the field or what have you. You know, again, that's where the usage comes in of like, and he was used more as just to get the ball out quick to Diggs.
I guess.
Ultimately, I think regardless, the Bills were going to eventually move off of Diggs. They did with the cap hit to eventually free up cap space. He was getting there up in age. I mean, he's 30 now, but he's never been this supreme athlete. So his numbers will start to decline. It's normal. But it's just, I'm sad at how it's ended. Diggs is one of my favorite Bills of my lifetime. The connection between him and Allen was legitimately spectacular from the word go. We didn't have a preseason in 2020. So the first time we got to see Allen and Diggs was that 2020 opener against the Jets. And he had like 7 catches for 80 yards. And then the next week... No one gets to see his touchdown because there was a problem with the truck because of like lightning or whatever. I remember that vividly.
Yeah, right.
But he had like 140 yards and a great deep ball pass that Allen looked amazing on, you know, what have you. It was great. And for it to ultimately end like this, it's just a real sour note. Again, I like what the Bills are doing in their wide receiver room. I think that's correct. I think they ultimately missed in the Diggs years by not having another guy for Allen to go to, by not really having a consistent number two option. But now... You know, again, and Diggs is going to retire as one of my favorite Bills of all time. But I am going to have this sour taste in my mouth, you know, looking back at these highlights going, yeah, and it ended really badly. You know, they trade him for a pick in the next year, which, you know, ultimately looking back makes sense. But, you know, then, you know, there were years where you just always kind of felt like you were walking on eggshells with him. I wonder if that's how the Bills felt as well. I also do wonder, I mean, the Bills... You know, looking ahead, we're filling up or freeing up cap space for next year. I would also imagine it wasn't 100% Diggs wanting out in the Bills. We're begging him to stay. I would wager a lot of money that was closer to 50-50.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like now I do look at not this offseason, but last offseason, you know, going into OTAs and the problems being there and just again, like everyone kind of having to not coddle. Coddle's not the right word, but where Diggs could kind of be as
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Best way to say it. A little morose as he's talking, kind of like leave in the idea that, oh yeah, well, I may not play here. You know, it's a business. It may not happen.
Yeah.
Every time, even though it was like, yeah, I want to retire Bill, but you know, I may not. You know, we'll see. then the Bills would go out and Allen would go out and go, no, he's my brother. He's going to retire a Bill. You know, we're, you know, the relationship's perfect, the whole thing. It always felt like he could kind of say whatever he wanted. Everyone else had to play, you know, the company line, which every team in the NFL kind of does. When we were talking about it, it was quite surprising that Brandon Ayuk, just because you never really see that from teams or players, they often want to make it sound like it was all, you know,
the other person's
sunshine
fault.
And, well, not even that, but sunshine and roses.
Okay, yeah.
There
well,
was,
no, I mean,
there was
some,
never actually a problem.
There are some times, though, where you have teams trying, or you have a contract situation like that. Brandon Ayuk could have said, oh, well, you know, I was trying to be cooperative the whole time. They were the problem.
Yeah, they were the ones that...
But he came out and was honest about it. And that's it's refreshing because it's not normally what you see. Or, yep. Or like you said, they kind of just covered up. Yeah, everything's fine. Everything's great. Yeah.
What do you mean, man?
Yeah, yeah. Well, then why did it take so long? Yeah. Right? Like, that's the thing is, when you get in these situations, if everything is fine, then why... Why does it feel off?
Yep.
Because you can tell as a person, whether it's sports or just life in general, you can tell when something's not what people say it is.
Mm-hmm.
Like it just happens that way, right? And sports in situations like this are no different. You could tell that something was off just with the offense and with the group. And
that's why
there were times where it felt like it was getting back on track and felt like it was becoming better again, mm-hmm. but then it was just there was a point where it was like the point of no return, and you're just like, yeah, no.
That's the thing too. Ken Dorsey ultimately gets fired after a game that was not his fault in losing, but mm-hmm. it felt like the time was coming.
Yeah, that was like the first domino to fall, I think.
Yeah, it's just last year was a very weird year. I look at it a lot, but I look at it as maybe one of the worst years of the Al McDermott era. I think even looking back on it, when all of this is said and done.
Mm-hmm.
And even then, I mean, they went 11-6 and they won the division.
Yeah. And again, you I mean, we see things all the time where, you know, you look at the Chiefs season last year. It was supposed to be a low point. And
Mahomes
they won,
has openly talked about it at camp.
How they didn't play well. And they weren't.
And they didn't like playing. Like, yeah. that it was not fun. And yeah. that it was always hard. And they still won a Super Bowl. I mean, like, so that's my thing, too. Is we've talked a lot about panic levels going up against the Arizona Cardinals. I think Sal, though, was right to bring up. You know, they're 6.5-point favorites. It's one of the highest spreads in week one. Do I think they're going to beat Arizona? Yes. Mainly because, as many fans necessarily don't want to agree, Sean McDermott is in the upper echelon of coaches. He may not be, you know, top five, and I think that is year to year depending, but he is certainly top 10 in the NFL. You can do far worse, and there are only a handful of better options. And they have Josh Allen, a quarterback. It is at home, and it is kind of in an important season of you've got to get off right. I think as well we've brought it up with the Bills in terms of Allen not playing. You know, is he going to be a little rusty? We just talked with Tyler Drake, who covers the Arizona Cardinals. Kyler Murray did not play in the preseason. He didn't at all. Now, there are some teams that do that. The Rams have been notorious for not mm-hmm. playing their starters. It's a way I like to see things go. But I'm also somebody that would go closer to, you know, the joint practices, what have you. And Tyler brought that up, that with the Colts, you know, those are two big days for Kyler in terms of getting work in. It's just they're in a transition period. But the transition feels painful. It's much more painful than if you'd won a Super Bowl, right? That 13 seconds year goes different. They go to the Super Bowl against the Rams. They ultimately win that game, just for argument's sake. You know, the exoduses of the safeties and Trey White and Mitch Morris, Gabe Davis, Stephon Diggs. You're probably sitting there going, though, like, hey, but you know what? We got one. This group will forever leave as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, in Bills history. You know, Diggs maybe actually doesn't even leave. You know, there's maybe a likelihood of like, nah, we're going to push as hard as we can to make sure you retire a Bill, to make sure a few of you at least retire Bills, rather than you all go off and play for a second or third team and then all come back for a reunion when you're all done. Instead, now it's a sour taste in your mouth of, they just didn't get there. They were close but didn't get there. The most important piece is still there, yes. But this is going to be an important year moving forward. I've mentioned it a few times of they need to actually have young pieces that are progressing and that are going to be a part of the next core, the next group that pushes this team forward. And if not, I think that's where it's a failure every year. I still think they're going to make the playoffs. I think, yes, even with a hard schedule. The Bills also are a team that's on a schedule, and you're looking going, oh, God, we got to go to Buffalo. Or, oh, no, Buffalo's coming here. Like, I don't want to play them. you still have that. They may not win 13 games, but I'd be a little surprised if they only won like 9. If they didn't make the playoffs, I'd be stunned. And I think it does start with week 1. I think they will beat Arizona. I also think they're going to beat Miami on a short week. Again, until Miami shows that they actually match up well against Josh Allen, I won't believe it. But we're going to see. It's going to be real soon to find out.
We talked about it real quick yesterday in one of the breaks. I'm still the same. I feel the same way I did last year about Miami.
Mm-hmm.
There's no changes for me.
Yeah.
Tua got his contract. Cool. You're going to regret that next offseason.
Mike McDaniel got his. Actually, I like the Mike McDaniel.
No, yeah.
That one works for me.
See, Mike McDaniel is the one shining star that they have there, I think. I mean, sure, there's other names. Like, Jalen Waddle's a great wide receiver.
Mm-hmm. Tyreek Hill, awesome.
Tyreek Hill's awesome, yes. But you don't have a quarterback to throw them the ball consistently. I know that Tua had a really good year last year, but where did that get them? They lost in the first round of the playoffs, and they threw away the AFC East.
Yeah, in pretty spectacular fashion.
Yeah. I mean, I just, the Dolphins can be quote-unquote good, but until they can consistently do something and, like, actually win something, granted, the Bills haven't won the Super Bowl, but they won 4 AFC East titles in a row.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're ultimately, the rest of the teams in their division, I mean, outside the Patriots, but in recent years, nothing for them.
And tell me how the Dolphins have gotten better. They went out and signed Odell Beckham Jr.? Oh, okay. Yeah. Their offensive line got not better. It was
already not good.
I was going to say it got worse, but it didn't. It just stayed the same. And you still have massive injuries on defense.
Yep. Got to take a quick time out here. We are getting ready for Bills head coach Sean McDermott to speak with the media at noon. Hopefully we'll get captains, injury reports, and all that in the next 15 minutes. We'll be back after a quick timeout. You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, and this is WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.